Psachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. En neusten es a kemach l'toich ha-charoises or l'toich ha-chadl. We're talking over here about somebody who's baking on Pesach, or when it's already chalvus man isser, or very close to it. Pudding, you could theoretically use flour. But also the meaning is we don't use flour at all on Pesach. The flour itself we treat as chomet. But in those days, Chazal had simonim in the kemach, when it was nikkur, when it wasn't nikkur, if it was chametz not, they knew how to use it. Theoretically, they were able to bake matzah also on Pesach, which is something that we would never do. When do we hear? Those that have the minig to bake matzah, erev Pesach matzahs, are getting into the shayla, and that's why, faket, the grov etalmidov, v'anim shochem acharem, don't bake matzah on erev Pesach, because of the zehirus of not having maybe a chash of creating chomet. Vinishvi over here, this kemach that's being used, and to liquidate the kemach is turning it into dough, you run the risk of chomet. So the Mishnah gives guidelines on certain things when you're cutting close to creating chomet and being over on Bayer or Bayer Motzeh. Don't put kemach b'teicha charoises. Charoises is kipshutai, we know what it is, but it's the Rav teaches that it's not the regular charoises. It has in it chomitz and mayim, and it's a dip that they would dip in basa. They didn't have seasoning. So the basa, if you want to eat some spicy meat, something that had a little bit more of a taste, you dipped it in this charoises. Oily toch a chardel. Chardel is mustard, it doesn't taste exactly like our mustard. You have chardel over there in Rashi and Pashas Vayeru that Avram served the malachim. Vaistos that their chadl was sharper than ours. So lechatchila one should not. Vim nosan yoichal miyad. The Gemara's mashma, that not mashma, the Gemara's meduyik, that this yoichal miyad is going on chadl. That means by chadl you have a window of opportunity. It doesn't become chametz immediately. The Gemara says because it's chad v'choreth. It's very sharp. And that overly sharpness retards a little bit the process of chimut. So really, you have a second yoichal miyad. Reb Meir Oyser, Reb Meir is choshish, and he's more makbid on chardel. The Gemara is mavur, but charoisis, which doesn't have that extra degree of sharpness, it is sharp, it's a spice, but it doesn't have that extra level of sharpness that chardel has. So really, by charoisis, the kuli alma, that's machmetz miyad. Now, the miyad is a problem if it turns into chometz right away, but it's important to note that whereas, let's say, basa b'cholov, there's an isser on creating basa b'cholov, there's no lav on the creating chometz. And that's why bal yiroah is a lav she'en b'maisa. If somebody has chometz on Pesach, it's a lav she'en b'maisa, ain't like an olav. This is a famous maramokah we'll just share with the Olam. The Rambam says, but if you buy chometz on Pesach, so then you are over bekumva, say you are doing a ma'isa, and if it's basra, you'll get malchus. It's a famous kash on the Rambam. There are other instances where you could do something in a passive state, ain't by ma'isa, and if it's incidentally done by ma'isa, you don't get malchus, because the ma'isa is just incidental over here also. The aver is the ownership, not the buying. No, the Rambam says over here, the buying, it has a shame of a ma'isa aver, and you get malchus. But Basa B'cholov, there's a separate Isser on the creating Basa B'cholov, like Sevashel, Gedi B'chalev Yimai. But over here, now it's the ownership. So the ownership, theoretically, right away, it should be fine. The only thing is, you have to know if you have even a second before it becomes Chometz. That's the discussion over here. Ein Mevashel Sapesel is a different discussion. There's a lav of preparing the Korban Pesach, it has to be Tzli. If it's eaten raw or mevushel, so the tzatzit eat mevushel, you're not allowed to cook it. So the Mishnah says over here, it's interesant that it's two dinim shulchan, have no shaykhis, but it's brought just in context of the physical process. Ein mevashel sapesach loy b'mashkin. When we talk about mashkin, v'loy b'mei peris, liquid or fruit juice. Fruit juice is also a liquid. So what it means over here is mashkin is any of the liquids that the Torah recognizes as something which is machshir. It's a liquid. It's a mandated, recognized by the Torah. The siman is yad shochad dam. In this context, what we're talking about, things that would be okay cooking basim, but not a carbon beza, we're talking about, let's say, yayin or shemen or of course mayim. Meperos does not have a Torah recognized status as a mashkin. It's not, let's say, machshel lekabel tumah. Peris, in order to be mekabel tumah, have to be hukshah with touching a mashke. Meperos are not. Meperos also have other dinim that they're also not like mashke. It's not so possible you can be mafish trumas and maisuis from the meperos that's yotza from peris. It's not considered the fruit itself. Mashal other isum like orlo, klaya kerem, the juice that's squeezed out of the fruit might not have the status of the fruit. If you drink blueberry juice, you don't make a bari pri ha'etz. It's not the fruit itself. It's water that has flavoring from. It's not the pri. And it's also not a mashka. What is it? It's not water. It's something that's yotze from the pri. It doesn't have a status of water. But there's no legalized, there's no mandated mashka al piteira called mei blueberries. So what is it? It's nothing. Afil hachi shteta over here in the Mishnah that it has a din of mashka. The Torah says, so the extra lotion is marbe that even May Peres has this iser of bishul carbon pesach. There's an iser to eat it if part of it is cooked, then it has to be cut away. We're going to learn mishnayos later on. But over here also, there's also a lav of doing a maisa of cooking it in the mashke. Not only an iser to eat it afterwards, but it's a maisa of creating it. Cooking the carbon pesach in water is a maisa ver. Ad kedei kach, there's a whole sugi over here. Then the second pekim psachim about if you cook the carbon pesach in chamei tveria, in water that was heated up by the day of the sun. So there's a sugi in Shabbos that talks about water that was cooked by the day toldos chama. Think, by the way, if you want to think halacha lemaisa, about something that was cooked up by a solar panel, which is the case in many instances in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of people use solar power for heating up water. So the question is, since that's the regilus in the buildings, it's not considered toldos chama, or maybe not. But al kaponim, if it was toldos chama, mei tveria, what the Gemara calls, so the mayim that's heated up by chamei tveria does not have the din of bishul legabe carbon pesach, the same way it doesn't have the din of bishul legabe Shabbos. That sugi is over here. Avol, even though you're not allowed to cook it in water, sochin umadbilin oisa behen. You're allowed to smear on the shemen after its nitzla, and that's not called that's mevatel its state as a carbon pesach, which is nitzla, which is roasted. The sochin over here is a very light coating that you're allowed to put on even before the tzli. Doesn't take away from the shem tzli. It's only a little bit more, which takes away from the shame, the pu'ula of tzli, which is a separate effect on a piece of meat. L'mashal, you have in Hilchos Shabbos, that even though ain't bishul acha bishul, but many Rishonim hold yesh bishul acha tzli, yesh tzli acha bishul, because the texture, the effect on the basar is different. Over here, if you put on a very thin coating of shemen, it will not change the effect of the tzli, so that's okay. U'madbilin oisim behem, you could dip it in, again, once it's nitzla. Mefarshim was learning, that's why this mission is here. We're not learning the dinim of carbon pesach now. But since we talked before about having kemach in chardol, dipping it into chardol or charoises, so you're talking over here about another dipping and whether it's problematic or not. Mei tashmisha shom nachtem, we're talking over here about somebody who, like we said before, by them, they could bake with kemach on Pesach. There was zohir, and they would make sure it's not baladei chimutz. But the water that the baker puts on his hands in order that he can knead the dough efficiently, that water is on his hands, that very easily turns into chometz. So melva halacha is yeshofchu, and the Gemara explains, the Rab brings it, not yeshofchu in one place, because if it falls into one place, in that place, it'll turn to chometz, and not because it's going to be over by Rabbi Matzah. We're talking over here about he washed off his hands. That water is chometz sticker water. It will be bolidei chimutz. So he'll be mafkir before then. It takes a while for the chimutz to take place. Many minutes for the chimutz to take place. So he'll wash his hands and he'll be mafkir right away. Still, midrabbanan, we don't allow him to do that, to create, to engage in something that willingly creates chometz. It's a mikshul. So we tell him, yeshof, who pour it in a place that has an angle that spills into some place where it becomes bottle. It turns into chametz, so we don't want the water around So you have to pour it. It would be the equivalent of bayos down the drain. If you're washing your hands that have flour over a sink, you don't want to do it over a Pesach Tikkun sink, but if you wash it over a sink and the water disappears, on that, you mafke the water ready. It's gone, it's out of sight, out of mind, it's not yours, and there's no chashash in it. Perek Gimel. Now we're starting a different miktsoya. The miktsoya that we're going to start now is different taruvisin of chomets, things that haven't had chomets, either things that are roi lachila, things that are not, you wouldn't call chomets proper, but they have what we would call chomets stick ingredients, and even things that are less roi lachila, less oimet lachila, but they still have chomets in it, which is the source of all the discussions that we have about makeup and perfumes v'chule v'chule are using on Pesach. Elu oivrin b'Pesach. The following taruvisin of chomets are a problem on Pesach. What the problem is, what the extent of the problem is of oivrin b'Pesach, that we'll see. Let's first read the Losh and the Mishnah. Kutach habavli. Kutach is a type of sauce, like roitiv, that they made in bovel, and it had a taruvis of different levels, milk that was curdled, sort of like some type of cream. Sheker hamodi is some type of beer that they made from barley that was soaked in water. V'choymitz ho'adoymi. Choymitz is a type of vinegar that has in it so'erim and it comes from Edoim. Zisem hamitzvi is also a type of sheker, a type of beer that has in it different ingredients and it comes from Mitzrayim. These are called in the Gemara four types of taruvis chometz. All these types have chometz. They're all food. They all have that their chometz is not, it's not a cake, it's not a cookie. It's one of the ingredients of a taruvis chometz. I mean, say, even in a cookie, there are other things besides for the chometz. The sugar. Sugar is not chometz. But the zach itself is cake. It's cookie. It's a piece of bread. That's chometz gomer. Then there's chometz, the taruvis, where chometz is one of the ingredients. Then we have in the Mishnah three other things which are not roi lachilo. They're again, they're where chometz is a significant ingredient, but they're not roi lachilo. The three are zoymon shel tzaboin, is a type of water that they put together with bran that the painters use. I don't know if it's on the canvas or it's to mix together with the paint. Amilon shel tabochim, amilon is some type of they made a bread, but it's not, it's doughy. And it's not fully prepared, and they used it to close off a pot that they wanted to keep sealed, in order to draw out impurities from the something that they use in the commercial kitchens. The koilon shel soifrin is something also that's flour based, and it's a concoction that that they would use to hang up signs. You go in Yerushalayim today. When they put up tzetlach on the walls of Meir Sharim, so they put this gluey stuff on the wall, and then they put it on. That gluey stuff is flour-based. The Gemara has an interesting zach. The Gemara calls over here. These are four. You notice the first four have nationalities. Bavli, Modi, Adoimi, Mitzri. The Gemara calls it Arba Medinios, and then the Shloisho Umnios. There are three that are all shame the professions that use them. On a deeper level, Shteshen Svarim comes from the Arizal, that if matzah is the lechem of geula, if matzah is klal yisrael, that's bnei chayrin, so then chometz by definition represents klal yisrael in golus. A chometz sticker situation is a situation in golus. So we have a golus called bavel, a golus called paras u'modi, modi. We have edoim, is the golus that we're in. Instead of yovon, we have over here mitzvah, which Darizal says, Yovon and Mitzrayim could be both of them a chokhma, so both of them are interchangeable. That's one form of choshech. The other form of choshech is the fact that the klol of Adam Rishon is mechayev a person bezeis apecha toichal lechem, but that's lechem of chometz. The tikkun, which is the return to the state of Adam Rishon kohen machet, is symbolized by matzah. So the three umniyos, that means that a person has to work for a living, are also chometz dik. Sheni Rem is to remember when one steps into the Avodas Hayomtiv of Pesach. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer Af Tachshite Noshim. Tachshite Noshim, which is what we mentioned before, makeup, that type of thing, could be, it's not, it's chometz based, it's also not Roy Lachila. So it's a combination of both elements. It's Taruvah's chometz, it's chometz, what's called chometz Nuksha. which means it's not roi lachila. Chometz on Pesach could be also even mideraisa if it's not roi lachila, as long as it's not nifsal miachilas kelev. A normal issa, nevela, trefa, whatever it is, as soon as it's nifsal miachilas odom, becomes ois that issa, chometz needs to be nifsal miachilas kelev. In any case, Rebbe Lezer adds that the chiyuv of elu oivrin, again, we didn't explain yet what that is true even when you have a nuksha, some not roi lachila, ayde taruvus. The four cases in the Mishnah, the Medinia, is a roi lachila bitaruvus. The other three cases are chometz. They're more than just a mixture of chometz. They're chometz. But they're chometz that's not roi lachila. Here we have something which is a mixture of something which is not roi lachila with chometz. So that's the first day in the Mishnah. What taka, like we said, is the elu oivrin bepesach? The Rav over here says, Elu oivrin bepesach, elu mizbarim min ha'olam. They need to be destroyed. The Rishonim are understanding that what we're talking about over here, being that it's only a mixture, it's not a piece of chometz. So if it's not a piece of chometz, it's not called you eating chometz. Similarly, it's not mechayiv, it's not mamish mechuyiv in bayiro bayimotze. It's learnt out as an extra din in chometz, not the regular achilas chometz that you have a din of koris. There's a tosefes of a pasuk, ki koloichetz chometz, the pasuk says, v'nichas ha'nefesh. Over here there's an extra pasuk. Kol machmetes, anything that has in it a taruvis of chometz, loisechelu. It should not be eaten, but doesn't have the din of bayiro bayimotze. That is according to a lot of Rishonim. The Rav brings the Ran, and the Lashon of Elu Oivrin is not, you're not Oiver in the regular sense. Elu Oivrin means it should be Mizbayer, it should be destroyed, but that then is clearly only Midrabanan. Rashi says no. Rashi says the Pasuk of Kol Machmetzes. What we're talking about over here, that is Bal Yeroi as well. Once the Torah gave it a shame Machmetzes, then the din is called Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisechelu, then it has a din of Bayeroi Bayimotze. Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the first pshat we said, except that he doesn't like the taitch of oivrin mean your mizbarin min ha'olam. He also doesn't like the taitch oivrin that you're oiver. So it doesn't sound like it's the regular iser. Elu oivrin, these you're oiver. This is a separate din here. Rabbeinu Tam says in Tesanta taitch, elu oivrin bepesach means that it's you have to be mavirt me'al ha'shulchan. I.e. you don't have to destroy it. Faked, it's not nizbar. It's even min hashochin allowed to eat it. That's all. It's an isur achil. There's no bayiro bayimotze. Even the rabbanon, you don't have to get rid of it. So we have three shittas how to learn the words elu oivrin bepesach. However, there's a shita the Rambam in Pshat. He learns like Rashi that there's bayiroya as well as the tosefes din of kol machmetz lesechelu. Except over here, the Rambam has a very big chiddush, which Rishonim disagree with. The Tosefta brings the whole thing barichus, and that is that the mixture of chometz. When is something called a mixture? Like we said, a cookie is a cookie. The fact that you have a raisin inside, or you have some food coloring, you have some sugar, does not make it ois a piece of chometz. Not a teruvah's chometz. So most things that are chometz have some other ingredients, not just flour and water. So what makes it ois chometz? It has to be mixed together. According to most Rishonim, if you have in the mixture enough what's called kezayis bichdei achilas pras, which means you have a bowl, let's say, of barley soup. Yes, it's soup with barley. It's not a shtickle chometz. It's a soup, which is not chometz. It's a teruvis of chometz. If the barley is thick enough, then when you eat the bowl of soup normally in the shir kedei achilas pras, which is the regular ma'is achila, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, for matzah, for machos, for surois, on Yom Kippur, within that time span, you're going to eat a kezayis, that means that's chometz be'em. That's not teruvis. The fact that it's mixed together with other things, what do I care that I'm also having vegetables and lentils and whatever else is in the soup? L'maisa, I'm eating chometz. So what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a chometz that does not have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and that's why it's not the regular achilas chometz. It's not koris. It's a tosefes din kol machmetzes lo yisechelu that the Torah was marba. It's belav. And again, makhlok yishen, whether there's bayiro bayimotze or not. The Rambam holds a tremendous chiddush. That even when you have a shir kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, thick soup, cholent, where there's a thick amount, there's potatoes, there's water, there's beans, v'chulei, there's also barley. It could be as much barley as you want. L'maisa, since it's not a shtickel broit, it's not a cookie, it's not a piece of cake, it's not a wafer, then it's not chometz. What is it? It's machmetzes. So even if it has in it the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, Lamaisa, most of the mixture, if most of the mixture is cake, then it's cake. If most of the mixture is barley, then it's barley. But if most is not, even if it's thick enough that you'll have kezayis bechter achilas prat, it's not chometz, it's only machmetzes, there's no chorus, it's only lav. It's a tremendous chiddush. The Kesem Mishnah understands that the same thing would be true by nevela as well. By nevela also, if you had a soup with pieces of meat floating around, and it's not roiv of the soup, it's a meat in the soup, but it is, even though it's thick enough, dense enough, that's a kezayis bechter achilas prat, that's not called eating a shtickel flesh, that's not called eating a piece of nevela. That's called eating taruvis of nevela. We call that tam ke'ikr. It would not have the full brunt by chel of his chorus. Wouldn't be chayv krisus, it would be chayv laven. Tremendous chiddush again. Rav Rubi, the Rishonim, argue with this Rambam. It's a big raid. Rav Chaim has two, three shtiklech, famous shtiklech Torah in a sefer on it, and the Paiskim are Mayrich Barichus in the Sugi of Tam Ke'ikr. Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah finishes off. Kol Shulmi Min Dogon, anything which is a form of one of the Chameshis Mini Dogon, Hareze Oiver BePesach. These words, Hareze Oiver BePesach, L'chor, means whatever the Pshat in the Mishnah of Elu Oiver BePesach is. We said three pshatim. But here the Mishnah explains, Hare Elu Be'Azhora, this type of Taruvis, is Hare Elu Be'Azhora, like we mentioned, it has a lav, Ve'en Behem Shum Chorus, doesn't have a Chiv Chorus. The Gemara brings a Braisa, there's a Shita of Rebbe Lezer, and there's a Shita of Chachomim, the Shals, who were passing like, it could be according to one Shita, based on different Rishonim, there's a Rif and the Ran. Based on some Rishonim, it could be that there's a Tana that holds that a Taruv is Chometz. If it's not thick enough to be Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, then it's Bottle. And we don't even say Tam Ke'ikr, you don't even need Bittel B'Shishim. As long as it's Bittel B'Roiv, it's Chometz, it's not Chometz. What does it have? It has an Isser, but doesn't even have Malkus. The Pashas of the Mishnah, the way we explain that Re'elu Basar means that there's Malkus. A Taruv is Chometz is Malkus. We said, if it's thick enough that's Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, most Rishonim hold that that's mamish echte chometz, that's like eating a piece of cake. And according to the Rambam, at the least, there's Malkus.